Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to remind you that He is always working behind the scenes, orchestrating incredible opportunities and opening doors you have never even imagined. Rest assured, our God is a God of surprises, a God of breakthroughs, and a God who delights in leading His children into new realms of abundance, purpose, and destiny. In this powerful message, we'll explore the amazing ways that God is preparing to unveil His divine plan for your life. Through the lens of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced His miraculous provision firsthand, you'll discover how God is using your current circumstances to position you for the extraordinary blessings and opportunities He has in store. When we choose to trust in God's perfect timing and sovereign wisdom, even when we can't see the way forward, we demonstrate our unwavering faith in the goodness and faithfulness of our God. He is the God who promises to direct our paths, to open doors that no man can shut, and to lead us into the abundant life He has designed for us. So if you've been feeling stuck in a rut, if you've been wondering if there's more to life than what you're currently experiencing, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this life-changing message with those in your circle who may be in need of a fresh perspective and a renewed sense of hope. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to be reminded that our God is a God of new beginnings, a God of limitless possibilities, and a God who is always working on our behalf. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to seek His will, trust in His perfect plan, and step out in faith to embrace the new doors He is opening for you. Remember, your current circumstances are not your final destination. Your limitations are not the end of your story, and your God is not finished with you yet. Keep believing, keep dreaming, and watch as He leads you into a future filled with His goodness, His favor, and His immeasurably more than you could have ever imagined. Number one, when life throws you a curveball, it's easy to feel lost and overwhelmed. But what if those unexpected twists and turns are actually divine interventions, guiding you towards doors you never knew existed? God's ways are often mysterious, and His plans for us can unfold in the most surprising manner. Divine disruptions are those moments when our carefully laid plans fall apart, leaving us feeling vulnerable and unsure. Yet, it's precisely in these chaotic times that God often reveals new pathways and opportunities. Think about Joseph in the Bible, sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned, yet ultimately rising to become the second most powerful man in Egypt. Each setback in Joseph's life was a divine disruption, positioning him exactly where he needed to be to fulfill God's greater purpose. In our modern lives, these disruptions can take many forms. Perhaps you've experienced a sudden job loss, leaving you feeling adrift and questioning your worth. But what if this unexpected free time is God's way of giving you space to discover your true calling? Many successful entrepreneurs can trace their breakthroughs to moments of professional crisis that forced them to think outside the box and take risks they would have never considered in their comfort zone. Or maybe you've faced a health challenge that's derailed your plans and dreams. While it's natural to feel discouraged, this could be God's way of slowing you down, helping you reassess your priorities, and opening your eyes to blessings and opportunities you've been too busy to notice. Sometimes, it's only when we're forced to pause that we can hear God's whispers guiding us in a new direction. Relationship struggles, too, can be divine disruptions. A painful breakup or a period of loneliness might be God's way of preparing you for the right person He has in store for you. It's in these moments of heartache that we often grow the most, developing the emotional maturity and self-awareness needed for healthier, more fulfilling relationships. Even seemingly minor inconveniences can be part of God's grand design. That missed flight that left you frustrated? It might lead to a chance encounter with someone who becomes a key figure in your life's journey. The detour caused by road construction could introduce you to a neighborhood where your future ministry will take root, The key to navigating these divine disruptions is to approach them with an open heart and mind. Instead of resisting the chaos, embrace it as an opportunity for growth and transformation. Ask yourself, what is God trying to teach me through this experience? What new doors might be opening that I've been too focused on my own plans to see? Remember, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and His ways higher than our ways. What seems like a setback to us might be a setup for something far greater than we could have imagined. It's often in our moments of greatest weakness and uncertainty that God's strength shines through most brightly. So the next time your world feels turned upside down, take a deep breath and look around. That chaos might just be the sound of God opening a door you never knew was there. Trust in His timing, have faith in His plan, and be ready to step through the unexpected doorways He reveals. Your divine disruption could be the beginning of your most amazing adventure yet, leading you to a purpose and a future more wonderful than you ever dared to dream. Number 2. When you find yourself overwhelmed by an inexplicable yearning, a deep-seated longing for something you can't quite put your finger on, pause and listen closely. This feeling, often described as a holy homesickness, might just be God's gentle whisper, beckoning you towards a new chapter in your life that you've never even dared to imagine. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of God calling His people to step out into the unknown. Abraham, the father of faith, experienced this divine restlessness when God called him to leave everything familiar behind and journey to a land he had never seen. This wasn't just a physical journey, but a spiritual odyssey that would change the course of history. In our modern lives, this holy homesickness might manifest in various ways. Perhaps you feel a growing dissatisfaction with your current circumstances, despite having achieved many of your worldly goals. Or maybe you're experiencing a persistent tugging at your heart, drawing you towards a purpose that seems larger than yourself. These feelings aren't random. They're often God's way of preparing your heart for the incredible plans He has in store for you. This divine discontent is a gift, a sign that God is working in your life to expand your horizons and deepen your faith. It's His way of saying, "My child, I have so much more for you than what you can see right now." Just as a loving parent guides their child towards growth and new experiences, our Heavenly Father uses this holy homesickness to nudge us out of our comfort zones and into the fullness of His plans for us. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. The door He's opening for you might not look like anything you've ever seen before. It might challenge your preconceptions, push you beyond your perceived limits, and require a level of faith you didn't know you possessed. But take heart. This is exactly where God does His best work. As you navigate this season of holy homesickness, stay rooted in prayer and God's Word. Seek His guidance in understanding the longings of your heart. Be open to the possibility that God might be calling you to a new ministry, a different career path, or even a physical relocation. The key is to remain sensitive to His leading and willing to step out in faith when He calls. Don't be surprised if this journey involves periods of uncertainty or even discomfort. Growth often requires leaving the familiar behind. But remember, just as God was faithful to Abraham, leading him to become the father of many nations, He will be faithful to you as you follow His call. This holy homesickness is not meant to leave you feeling lost or adrift. Instead, it's designed to draw you closer to God, to deepen your dependence on Him, and to prepare you for the amazing adventures He has planned. Embrace this sacred restlessness as a sign of God's active work in your life. As you step towards the unknown doors God is opening, hold fast to the promise in Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Your holy homesickness is not just a longing for something unknown. It's a longing for the incredible future God has prepared for you. So take courage, child of God. The best is yet to come. Number 3. When God begins to weave a tapestry of divine purpose in your life, He often does so through a series of seemingly random events that, when viewed collectively, reveal a masterpiece of his plan. These prophetic puzzles are God's way of opening doors you never imagined, leading you down paths you never thought possible. Consider the story of Esther, a young Jewish woman who became queen of Persia. Each step of her journey seemed disconnected, her cousin Mordecai raising her, her selection for the king's harem, her favor with the king's eunuch, and ultimately, her coronation as queen. Yet, when pieced together, these events positioned her perfectly to save her people from genocide. God was working behind the scenes, placing each puzzle piece precisely where it needed to be. In your own life, God may be doing the same. Those chance encounters, unexpected opportunities, or even setbacks might be divine breadcrumbs leading you to your destiny. Perhaps you've noticed recurring numbers, like 777 or 1111, appearing in your daily life. Or maybe certain phrases or scripture verses keep coming up in conversations, sermons, or your personal devotions. These aren't mere coincidences. They're God's way of getting your attention and guiding you towards His purpose. Pay close attention to the themes emerging in your life. Are you consistently crossing paths with people in a particular field or industry? Do you find yourself drawn to certain causes or ministries? These recurring elements could be God highlighting the door He's preparing to open for you. Remember Joseph's dreams of sheaves and stars bowing to him. At the time, they seemed nonsensical, even prideful. But years later, as he stood as second in command of Egypt, those prophetic puzzle pieces fell into place. God had been preparing him all along for a position of influence and the salvation of his family. Don't dismiss the small things. That book recommendation from a friend, the random thought that won't leave your mind, or the unexpected skill you've developed, all of these could be pieces of God's greater puzzle for your life. He often speaks in whispers and works in subtleties, requiring us to lean in close and pay attention. Pray for discernment as you piece together these prophetic puzzles. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to see the connections and to give you wisdom in interpreting them. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. What might seem insignificant to us could be a crucial piece in His grand design. Be patient in the process. Sometimes, like with Joseph, it may take years for the full picture to come into focus. Trust that God is working all things together for your good, even when you can't see how the pieces fit. As you decode these divine breadcrumbs, be prepared for God to open doors you never imagined. He may lead you into new territories, both literally and figuratively. Be bold in stepping through these doors, knowing that the God who guided you there will equip you for whatever lies ahead. Number 4. When life seems to throw obstacles in your path, it's easy to feel discouraged and wonder if God has forgotten you. But what if those very hindrances are actually divine redirections, guiding you towards a greater purpose? This is the powerful concept of sanctified setbacks, the holy hindrances that God uses to shape our journey and open doors we never imagined. Consider the Apostle Paul's experience in Acts 16:6-10. As he sought to spread the gospel in Asia, he encountered an unexpected barrier. The Holy Spirit prevented him from entering the region, closing what seemed like a natural and promising path. At first glance, this might have appeared as a setback, a frustrating roadblock in Paul's mission. But God had a greater plan in mind. This divine obstruction led Paul to a vision of a man from Macedonia, pleading for help. It was a clear call to change course and bring the gospel to Europe instead. What initially looked like a closed door became the catalyst for a monumental shift in the spread of Christianity. Paul's setback in Asia opened the way for the gospel to reach an entirely new continent, impacting countless lives and shaping the course of history. This biblical account teaches us a profound lesson. Sometimes God's no to one direction is His yes to something far greater. When we face persistent obstacles in our lives, it's natural to feel frustrated or even doubt God's plan. But these sanctified setbacks could be God's loving way of redirecting us to opportunities we've never even considered. Perhaps you've been tirelessly pursuing a particular career path, only to face repeated rejections or closed doors. It's disheartening, no doubt. But what if God is using these hindrances to guide you towards a vocation that aligns more closely with your true call? Or maybe you've been praying for a specific relationship to work out, but it keeps falling apart despite your best efforts. It's painful. But could it be that God is protecting you from a union that's not His best for you? Perhaps He's preparing you for a relationship that will bring more joy, growth, and purpose than you ever imagined possible. These holy hindrances aren't meant to discourage us, but to refine our faith and redirect our steps. They're opportunities to trust God's wisdom over our limited understanding. When we embrace these sanctified setbacks with an open heart, we position ourselves to discover the incredible doors God is opening, doors we might have overlooked or never even known existed. So the next time you face an obstacle that seems insurmountable, pause and consider, could this be a holy hindrance? Instead of becoming frustrated or giving up, ask God for discernment. Seek His guidance in understanding the lesson or redirection hidden within the setback. Be open to new possibilities and paths you hadn't considered before. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. What appears to be a detour in our plans might just be the direct route to God's greater purpose for our lives. Embrace these sanctified setbacks with faith and anticipation, knowing that the God who loves you is working all things together for your good. As you navigate life's journey, trust that every closed door is an invitation to seek God's face more earnestly. It's in these moments of redirection that we often experience the most profound growth and discover the most unexpected blessings. So take heart, dear friend. Your setback today might just be the setup for a miracle tomorrow. God is opening new doors you have never imagined, and His holy hindrances are guiding you towards a future brighter than you ever dreamed possible. Number 5. When we think about God's plan for our lives, we often focus on the big, obvious things, our careers, relationships, or major life decisions. But what if I told you that God is working in the small, seemingly insignificant parts of your life too? Yes, even in those quirky hobbies and interests that you might think are just for fun. Let's talk about heavenly hobbies. Those passions with a divine purpose that you may not have recognized yet. God, in His infinite wisdom, often plants seeds of interest in our hearts that will later bloom into unexpected opportunities and blessings. Think about David, the shepherd boy who became king. His years tending sheep weren't just idle time, they were God's training ground. David learned leadership, courage, and faith as he protected his flock. Those skills prepared him for the throne in ways he could never have imagined. Now look at your own life. What are those unique interests that light you up inside? Maybe you love to cook, finding joy in creating delicious meals for others. Perhaps you're fascinated by technology, spending hours coding just for the fun of it. Or you might have a knack for crafting, turning simple materials into beautiful works of art. These aren't just random pastimes. They could be divine doorways in disguise. God often uses our natural talents and acquired skills as building blocks for His greater purpose. That cooking hobby? It might be the foundation for a ministry that feeds the homeless or brings comfort to grieving families through meals. Your coding skills could be the key to developing software that spreads the gospel to unreached areas. And those crafts you make? They might become a means of therapy for trauma survivors or a way to fund mission work. The beauty of God's plan is that He doesn't waste anything. Every experience, every interest, every skill you develop can be used for His glory. When you pursue your passions with an open heart, you're actually preparing yourself for opportunities you can't even envision yet. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways. He sees the end from the beginning, and He's weaving a tapestry of purpose with every thread of your life, including those quirky interests. So don't dismiss your unique passions as trivial or unimportant. They might just be the very things God uses to open doors you never knew existed. Embrace your heavenly hobbies with enthusiasm and curiosity. Ask God to show you how He might use them. Be open to unexpected connections and opportunities. That random skill you picked up just because might be the exact tool needed for a future ministry or vocation. As you cultivate your interests, do so with a heart of service. How can your hobby bless others? How might it be used to share God's love? When you align your passions with God's purposes, amazing things can happen. So, the next time you find yourself engrossed in that quirky hobby, smile and thank God for it. You're not just passing time, you're in divine preparation. Your heavenly hobby might just be the key that unlocks a door to an adventure with God you never imagined possible. Trust in His plan. Nurture your God-given interests, and watch in awe as He turns your passions into purpose-filled pathways of blessing and ministry. Number 6. When we think about how God opens doors in our lives, we often imagine the obvious paths: a job offer, a new opportunity, or a chance encounter. But the Lord works in mysterious ways, and sometimes His plans unfold through unexpected partnerships and collaborations that we never saw coming. The story of Ruth and Naomi beautifully illustrates this truth. Ruth, a Moabite woman, chose to follow her mother-in-law Naomi back to Bethlehem after both had lost their husbands. This unlikely pairing of two widows from different cultures might have seemed insignificant at the time. Yet their bond set in motion a series of events that would ultimately lead to the birth of King David and, generations later, Jesus Christ Himself. God used their partnership to open a door that would change the course of history. This biblical account reminds us that the Lord often works through relationships we might not expect. He delights in bringing together people from different backgrounds, experiences, and walks of life to accomplish His purposes. When we open our hearts and minds to connections outside our usual circles, we create space for God to work in extraordinary ways. Consider the possibilities that lie in the conversations you have with the person next to you in line at the grocery store, or the coworker you've never really gotten to know, that new neighbor who seems so different from you, or the acquaintance from church you've only exchanged pleasantries with. Any of these could be the start of a divinely orchestrated partnership. God may be calling you to step out of your comfort zone and engage with people you wouldn't normally associate with. Perhaps He's nudging you to collaborate with someone whose skills complement your own in ways you hadn't considered. These unexpected alliances can lead to innovative solutions, creative projects, or ministry opportunities that you never imagined possible. When we remain open to these divine connections, we position ourselves to receive blessings and opportunities beyond our wildest dreams. A chance meeting could lead to a mentorship that propels your career forward. A conversation with someone from a different denomination might spark a community outreach program that transforms lives. An unlikely friendship could blossom into a support system that carries you through life's challenges. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. He sees the bigger picture and knows exactly which relationships will align with His perfect plan for our lives. By embracing unexpected partnerships, we demonstrate our trust in His wisdom and our willingness to be used as instruments of His purpose. God's plan for your life is far greater than anything you could orchestrate on your own. By embracing unexpected partnerships and collaborations, you open yourself up to a world of divine possibilities. Like Ruth and Naomi, your unlikely alliance could be the very thing God uses to bring about blessings not just for you, but for generations to come. Trust in His perfect timing and divine orchestration, and watch in awe as He opens doors you never knew existed, leading you into a future filled with hope and purpose. Number 7. When God sets His sights on you, there's no escaping His divine pursuit. The Almighty has a way of relentlessly tugging at our hearts, refusing to let go until we answer His call. This persistent nudging is what we might call a holy haunting, a spiritual phenomenon where the Lord continuously brings a specific need, cause, or idea to our attention, urging us to take action. Consider the story of Nehemiah in the Old Testament. He was living a comfortable life as cupbearer to the Persian king when he heard about the dire state of Jerusalem's walls. This news didn't just pass through his mind, it lodged in his heart, becoming an inescapable burden. Day and night, the image of those broken walls haunted him, driving him to prayer and eventually to action. God was opening a door for Nehemiah, calling him to a greater purpose than he had ever imagined. This divine persistence isn't limited to biblical times. Even today, God continues to work in similar ways, gently but firmly, guiding us towards doors of significant impact and purpose. You might find yourself repeatedly drawn to a particular social issue, feeling a deep compassion for a specific group of people, or constantly thinking about an innovative solution to a problem. These recurring thoughts and feelings aren't mere coincidences. They're often God's way of beckoning you towards your calling. The key is to recognize these holy hauntings for what they are: invitations from the Creator of the universe to partner with Him in His redemptive work. God doesn't force His will upon us, but He does make His desires known through these gentle yet persistent promptings. He's opening a door, showing you a need that aligns with the gifts and passions He's instilled within you. When you find yourself unable to shake a particular concern or idea, don't dismiss it. Instead, lean into it. Pray about it. Ask God to reveal more of His heart on the matter. Seek wisdom from Scripture and godly counsel. As you do, you may find that what started as a nagging thought blossoms into a clear calling, a door swinging wide open before you. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways. The door He's opening might lead you down a path you never expected to tread. It might challenge you, stretch you, and push you out of your comfort zone. But take heart. The same God who is calling you will equip you for the journey ahead. Embrace these holy hauntings as the loving pursuit of a Father who knows you intimately and has designed you for a specific purpose. He sees potential in you that you might not even recognize in yourself. Trust that if God is persistently bringing something to your attention, He has a reason. He's inviting you to be part of something bigger than yourself, to make an impact that ripples into eternity. So, the next time you find yourself haunted by a recurring thought or burden, pause and listen. It might just be the whisper of God calling you to step through a door into a new season of purpose and impact. Don't ignore it. Don't run from it. Instead, lean in, listen closely, and be prepared to say yes to the adventure God has in store for you. For in these persistent promptings, these holy hauntings, lie the seeds of your divine calling and the doorway to a life of profound meaning and eternal significance. Number 8. When life takes an unexpected turn, it's easy to feel lost, confused, or even frustrated. But what if these seeming detours are actually part of God's grand design for your life? The concept of divine detours reminds us that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Consider the journey of the Israelites from Egypt to the Promised Land. What should have been a relatively short trip turned into a 40-year wandering in the wilderness. At first glance, this might seem like a punishment or a waste of time. However, this detour was crucial in shaping the Israelites into the nation God intended them to be. During this time, they learned to trust in God's provision, witnessed countless miracles, and received the Ten Commandments. This scenic route to their destiny was essential for their spiritual growth and preparation for the challenges ahead. In our own lives, we often plan out our paths with precision, our careers, relationships, and personal goals. We imagine a straight line from point A to point B. But God, in His infinite wisdom, sometimes leads us on a winding road filled with unexpected twists and turns. That job loss you're facing, it might be redirecting you to a career you've never even considered, one that aligns perfectly with your God-given talents. The relationship that didn't work out, it could be making way for a partnership that will help you fulfill your divine purpose. These divine detours can take many forms. Perhaps you find yourself moving to a new city, far from your comfort zone. This geographical shift might be God's way of positioning you in a place where your skills and passions can make the most significant impact. Or maybe you're facing a health challenge that's forcing you to slow down and reevaluate your priorities. This pause could be God's way of realigning your focus and preparing you for a season of unprecedented spiritual growth. It's important to remember that during these detours, God is not just concerned with our destination, but also with our journey. Each unexpected turn is an opportunity to deepen our faith, develop patience, and learn to trust in God's timing. Just as a skilled driver navigates a winding mountain road, God is guiding us through life's twists and turns, revealing breathtaking vistas of His grace and provision along the way. So, if you find yourself on an unexpected path, don't lose heart. Instead, embrace the journey with open arms and an expectant heart. God's detours are never dead ends, they're scenic routes to destiny. Each bend in the road is an opportunity to see God's faithfulness in action, to grow in ways you never imagined possible. Remember Joseph's story in the Bible. His path to leadership in Egypt was far from straightforward. It included being sold into slavery by his brothers, false imprisonment, and years of seeming obscurity. Yet each of these detours was preparing him for the role God had ordained for him, saving not just Egypt, but his own family from famine. As you navigate your own divine detours, stay close to God through prayer and His Word. Seek His guidance at every turn, and trust that He sees the full map of your life, even when the path ahead seems unclear to you. Be open to new experiences, relationships, and opportunities that arise along the way. These might be the very tools God is using to shape you for your destiny. In the end, when you reach that new door of opportunity that God has prepared for you, you'll look back on your journey with awe and gratitude. You'll see how every detour, every unexpected turn, was a crucial part of your story. And you'll stand amazed at the intricate, beautiful way God has led you to a place you never could have imagined on your own. Number 9. When we reflect on the ways God works in our lives, we often find ourselves marveling at His mysterious and unexpected methods. One of the most extraordinary ways God opens new doors for us is by suddenly gifting us with skills or abilities we never knew we possessed. This divine bestowal of talent can be both surprising and transformative, leading us down paths we never imagined possible. Consider the biblical account of Bezalel in Exodus 31:1-5. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood, to work in every craft." This passage illustrates how God can suddenly endow an individual with extraordinary skills for a specific purpose. In our own lives, we may experience similar moments of divine inspiration and gifting. Perhaps you've always considered yourself tone deaf, but suddenly find yourself with a beautiful singing voice that touches hearts in your church congregation. Or maybe you've never been particularly artistic, but one day discover an innate ability to create stunning visual representations of biblical stories that inspire others in their faith journey. These sudden skills aren't limited to artistic endeavors. God may open doors by granting you unexpected abilities in leadership, teaching, counseling, or even in practical areas like organization or problem solving. The key is to remain open to these possibilities and to recognize them as potential signs of God's guidance in your life. When you find yourself excelling in areas you've never explored before, it's crucial to approach these new abilities with humility and gratitude. Remember that these gifts are not for your own glory, but for the advancement of God's kingdom and the betterment of His people. Just as Bezalel's divinely inspired skills were used to create the tabernacle, a place of worship and communion with God, your newfound abilities may be intended to serve a greater purpose in God's plan. As you navigate this exciting journey of discovering and using your new skills, remember to stay grounded in your faith. Continue to seek God's will through prayer and scripture study. Be open to His guidance and direction, as He may be preparing you for even greater things to come. Don't be surprised if you find yourself suddenly gifted with skills or abilities you never knew you had. This could very well be God equipping you for a door He's about to open in your life. Embrace these gifts with joy and humility, always keeping in mind that they are given for a purpose greater than yourself. Trust in God's plan and be ready to step through the new doors He opens, armed with the abilities He has graciously bestowed upon you. Number 10. When we reflect on our lives, we often find that God's hand has been guiding us all along, weaving together experiences and lessons that may have seemed unrelated at the time. The story of Moses serves as a powerful example of how God can redeem and repurpose our past for His greater plan. Moses, raised as a prince in Egypt, likely never imagined that his royal upbringing would one day serve a divine purpose. Yet, it was precisely this background that God used to prepare him for the monumental task of leading the Israelites out of slavery. His education in the ways of the Egyptian court, his understanding of their culture and language, and even his experience fleeing into the wilderness, all of these seemingly disconnected pieces of his life came together when God called him to confront Pharaoh and guide his people to freedom. In our own lives, we too may find that God is opening new doors by drawing on the unique tapestry of our past experiences. Those skills you developed in a previous job, the relationships you formed years ago, or even the hardships you've overcome, all of these can become powerful tools in God's hands. Perhaps you've spent years honing your communication skills in a corporate setting, only to feel a calling towards ministry. Those same abilities to articulate ideas clearly and connect with people can become invaluable in sharing the gospel and shepherding a congregation. Or maybe you've overcome personal struggles with addiction or mental health issues. God can use your journey of healing to bring hope and support to others facing similar challenges. Even our failures and missteps can be redeemed for God's purposes. The Apostle Paul, once a persecutor of Christians, became one of the most influential figures in spreading the faith. His deep knowledge of Jewish law and traditions, combined with his passion and zeal, made him uniquely equipped to bridge the gap between Jewish and Gentile believers in the early church. As we seek God's will for our lives, it's important to pay attention to the patterns and themes that emerge from our past. Are there recurring situations or types of people that God seems to consistently bring into your life? Do you find yourself drawn to certain causes or issues, even if they don't seem directly related to your current path? These could be signposts pointing towards the new doors God is opening for you. Remember, God doesn't waste any part of our lives. Every experience, every relationship, every skill learned, all of it can be used for His glory. Sometimes the very things we think disqualify us for service are the exact qualifications God is looking for. Your unique blend of experiences and abilities makes you perfectly suited for the specific tasks God has prepared for you. So, as you stand at the threshold of new opportunities, take a moment to look back and see how God has been preparing you all along. Those seemingly random detours and unexpected turns in your life's journey may well have been God's way of equipping you for this very moment. Trust in His perfect timing and His ability to weave together all the threads of your life into a beautiful tapestry of purpose and meaning. Embrace the adventure of discovering how God will use your past to shape your future. Be open to new possibilities, even if they seem unconventional or unexpected. God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. He may be calling you to step out in faith into areas you never imagined, armed with the very experiences and skills you thought were irrelevant. In this season of new beginnings, let your prayer be for discernment and courage. Ask God to reveal how He wants to use your unique story for His glory. And as you move forward, do so with confidence, knowing that the God who has been faithful in your past will continue to guide your steps into a future filled with purpose and promise. Almighty and everlasting God, we come before You today with hearts filled with gratitude and expectation. We acknowledge Your sovereignty and infinite wisdom in guiding our lives. We trust in your plan for us, knowing that you have a purpose for every season and a reason for every challenge we face. Lord, we believe that you are the God of new beginnings and endless possibilities. We have faith that you are opening new doors for us, doors that we have never imagined or dreamed of. We trust that these doors will lead us to greater opportunities, divine connections, and purposeful paths that align with your will for our lives. We pray for the courage to step out in faith and walk through these new doors, even when the way seems uncertain or unfamiliar. Give us the strength to overcome any fears or doubts that may hold us back from embracing the new adventures you have in store for us. We ask for your divine guidance and wisdom as we navigate these new paths. Help us to discern your voice and follow your leading, even when the world around us may offer conflicting advice. May we always seek your face and rely on your grace to sustain us through every challenge and celebration. We thank you for the gifts, talents, and passions you have placed within us. We pray that as we walk through these new doors, we will use these abilities to glorify your name and make a positive impact in the world around us. May our lives be a testament to your goodness and faithfulness, inspiring others to seek you and trust in your plans for their lives. Lord, we surrender our past failures, disappointments, and missed opportunities to you. We choose to focus on the new things you are doing in our lives, the new doors you are opening, and the new dreams you are birthing within us. We trust that your plans for us are far greater than anything we could ask or imagine. We pray for the patience to wait on your perfect timing and the perseverance to keep pressing forward, even when the journey becomes difficult. We know that you are with us every step of the way, guiding us, strengthening us, and leading us into the abundant life you have promised. Thank you, God, for your unwavering love, your unending grace, and your faithfulness in our lives. We commit our future into your hands, knowing that with you, all things are possible. May we walk through these new doors with boldness, faith, and expectation, eager to see the amazing things you will do in and through us. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this video, I want to remind you that God is always opening new doors for you, even when you least expect it. He is the God of surprises, the God who delights in doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So don't be discouraged if the doors you've been knocking on seem to be closing. Don't lose heart if the opportunities you've been pursuing seem to be slipping away. God has something better in store for you, something beyond your wildest dreams. Remember, God's ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts. He sees the bigger picture, the grand tapestry of your life, and He is weaving everything together for your ultimate good and His ultimate glory. So keep your eyes fixed on Him, keep your heart open to His leading, and keep your faith strong in His promises. He is the God who opens doors that no man can shut, and He is the God who closes doors that no man can open. Trust that He is leading you on the path of righteousness, the path of blessing, the path of abundant life. And as you follow Him, step by step, day by day, you will see the new doors He is opening for you. Doors of opportunity, doors of favor, doors of destiny. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And may you always remember that God is opening new doors for you, doors that will lead you into the wonderful future He has planned for you. Keep believing, keep trusting, and keep walking through those doors with boldness and confidence, knowing that He is with you every step of the way. Amen.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.